Welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on a very specific jungle and old school DNB move, the Ride Groove Flip Riser. The goal is that sunrise set emotion, where the top end doesn't just sit there, it tells the crowd, we're lifting, we're turning the corner, and the drop is inevitable. Here's the core idea. In jungle, rides aren't just high frequency decoration, they're momentum. So instead of doing a generic noise riser, we're going to build a 16 or 32 bar section, where the ride pattern and the feel gradually evolve, and then in the last 2 to 4 bars, we do a groove flip. That flip can be rhythmic, like offbeats turning into driving eighths, or it can be a feel flip, like swingy to straight. Either way, it creates that body tilt moment right before impact. Before we touch any notes, decide what you want the flip to communicate emotionally. In sunrise jungle, you usually want one of two outcomes. Option one is resolve or lock in. The groove tightens, less swing. Drier space, like the sun finally clicks into place. Option 2 is lift, or weightless. More swing, wider, more tail, like everything is floating right before it lands. Pick 1, because once you pick it, every automation choice becomes obvious. Now let's set the project up. Put your tempo in the 165 to 172 range. I'll sit at 170 because it's classic and it's easy to feel. 4-4, and an arrangement view. Drop 3 locators. Build start, groove flip, and drop. This sounds small, but it stops you from making random moves. You're going to build in phrases. Next, choose your ride source. You've got 2 clean paths. If you want authentic grit fast, use auto. Grab a 909 or 707 style ride, or lift a ride layer from a break. Drop it into an audio track. Warp it in beats mode. Preserve 1/16th, and make sure transients are on. If you hear clicking, back off the transient settings. We want tight, but not brittle. If you want maximum control, go MIDI. Add a MIDI track, load a drum rack, drop a ride sample on a pad. If the ride is too washy, swap it for a tight open hat. The technique works either way, because it's really about rhythm and feel. Pro move, if you've got an amen, think, hot pants, any break with real top texture, extract just the top. High pass it hard so you're basically keeping the fizz and tick. That becomes your float layer later, and it instantly reads as jungle. Now we program 2 ride grooves. You're building 2 identities you can morph between, float and drive. Start with groove A, float. Make a 1-bar loop. Put hits on the offbeats, the end of each beat. So you're hitting 1 and, 2 and, 3 and, 4 and. Keep velocity around 70 to 95 with gentle variation. Then do 1 timing move that's coherent, not messy. For example, take every second offbeat and nudge it slightly late, like 5 to 12 milliseconds. Not every note randomly. Groups, that creates a lean. The feeling is horizon opening, spacious, laid back, confident. Duplicate that clip and build groove B. Drive. Here, you're going to straight eighth notes. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. Then optionally, add 2 ghosts as little pre-accents before 2 and 4. That's the last 16th before the beat. They have 1 going into 2. And they have 3 going into 4. Keep main hits around 90 to 115 velocity, ghosts down at 30 to 55. This is urgency without adding more drum layers. It feels like the track starts jogging without actually changing tempo. Rename your clips clearly. Float and drive. Color them. Sounds basic, but you'll thank yourself when you start flipping in the last bars. Now we make the groove flip feel like a real change in gravity, not just I used a different pattern. This is where groove pool comes in. Open groove pool and pick 2 grooves from the same family so it feels related. Grab a lighter swing, like swing 16, around 10 to 20%, then a stronger swing version around 30 to 45%. Apply the lighter groove to float, apply the stronger groove to drive. Then inside each groove, don't max things out. Timing at about 60 to 90. Velocity influence around 5 to 15. Random from 0 to 10. Just a little human wobble. The goal is character, not chaos. Teacher note, keep this groove stuff top only. Don't groove your kick and snare unless you really know what you're doing, because in jungle, that snare pocket is sacred. If you want safety, group your drums, and run the rides in their own dedicated top bus. That way you can go wild without destabilizing the foundation. Now arrange the build. A clean DJ-friendly shape is a 3-stage narrative, 8 bars, then 6, then 2, bars 1 to 8. Establish float, airy, bass. Let the crowd understand the vibe. Bars 9 to 14. Start blending. You can alternate every bar or every 2 bars. Maybe float for 2, drive for 2, back to float, then more drive. What you're doing is increasing density, which creates perceived acceleration without touching the BPM. Bars 15 to 16. Commit, drive only, and make the swing choice based on your emotional target. If you want lock-in, reduce swing and vostrator in the final bars. If you want weightless, increase swing and let it sway. Both are valid. Just choose deliberately. Now we build the riser energy using a focused stock device chain on the ride track or ride bus. First, EQ 8. High pass it fairly high to begin with, somewhere between 400 and 800 HC, and automate it down a bit as the build develops, maybe landing around 200 to 350. Don't go too low or you'll start stealing room from the snare body and low mids. And if your ride is biting, dip a little around 6 to 8K. Next, auto filter. Use a high pass filter, 12 or 24 dB, and a little drive, 2 to 6. And here's the counterintuitive part. Automate the high pass frequency upward as you approach the drop. Yes, upward. It thins the ride, and that thinning reads as tension and air. Your brain hears it as lift. Next, saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, and automate it from maybe 1 dB at the start up to 5-ish by the end. Soft clip on. This is how you make the ride feel excited without simply turning it up. Then, echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback 15 to 35%, maybe rising slightly. Filter inside echo. High pass around 500 to 1K, low pass around 6 to 10K, so the repeats don't wash your entire mix. Keep mix subtle, like 8 to 18%, or use it as a send if you prefer. Then, reverb. Medium to large size, decay 2 to 5.5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so it doesn't smear the transient. High pass the reverb hard, somewhere around 700 to 1.5K, and low pass around 7 to 10K. Dry wet 10 to 25% if it's an insert, but the cleaner workflow is putting reverb on a return. Extra coach tip. If you want reverb that never murders your snare, put it on a return, and on that return insert EQ8 with a steep high pass around 1K. Now your ride can have huge space without dumping fog into the brake. Optional but very useful. After saturation, add multiband dynamics as a soft de-esser. Solo the high band, set the crossover around 5 to 6 kHC, and tame peaks 1 to 3 dB when the ride gets excited. This lets you push drive and width without the fizz knife effect. Now the automation. Across 16 bars, you're going to build lift with several small moves instead of one huge obvious move. Raise volume slightly, 1 to 3 dB total across the build. Keep it subtle. Automate auto filter frequency so the ride thins and feels more tense toward the end. Increase saturator drive slightly across the build. Increase reverb send gradually, and then hard cut it just before the drop, like a hair before. That's the trick. You want the space to vanish so the drop feels dry and oversized. If you want stereo drama, add utility. Automate width from about 90% up to 130. Tasteful. And then right at the drop. Slam it back to 100 or even less for impact. Wide, washy build then sudden centered punch. Classic D&B contrast. Safety move for stereo. After the widening utility, put another utility and turn on bass mono around 200 to 350 HC. That way you don't smear low mids into the sides. You get width that collapses cleanly. Now we get to the actual groove flip moment. The last 2 to 4 bars. Pick one method or combine them. Method is pattern flip plus choke. 2 to 4 bars out. Go busy with drive. Then for the next bar, pull back to a halftime vibe. Off beats only, less density, like you're giving the crowd one breath. In the final bar, do a quick stutter. 16ths for 2 beats, then mute for the last half beat. That tiny removal right before impact makes the drop feel massive. Method B is the feel flip. Keep the same pattern, but change the groove feel. Swingy to straight, or straight to swingy. If you want that sunrise lock in, do swingy earlier and then go straighter right at the end. It feels like the track aligns with the horizon. Method C is gating into a pumping riser. Add auto pan. Set it to amplitude mode. Automate the rate from 1/8 to 1/16 in the last 4 bars, and bring amount from about 30% up toward 70. That creates a trance gate shimmer, and with jungle atmospheres it can feel absolutely huge. If you want one advanced varination that's subtle but magical, add a second layer doing 3/4 accents. That's an accent every 3/16, super low velocity. Automate it up only in the last 4 bars. It reads like sunlight flicker. It adds energy without crowding the brake. Another variation. Call and response with a shaker. Have the shaker fill the gaps in the ride. Then in the last 2 bars, swap roles. Shaker gets sparse, ride gets busy. Even if nothing else changes, the brain hears a handoff, and that equals transition. And if you want a spicy moment, insert a wrong foot bar, one bar where accents land in uncomfortable places, like 1e, 2a, 3e, 4a. Keep it quiet. It should feel like a question mark, not a mistake. The drop then feels insanely correct. Now, landing the drop cleanly, right at the drop, cut reverb and echo sends to zero just before it hits, so the tails don't smear the first snare. Consider muting the ride for the first half bar of the drop, or replacing it with your main hat shuffle. This prevents the ride from masking the snare crack in that 2 to 5k zone, where jungle snares live. Ableton housekeeping tip. If you consolidated audio or you're doing hard mutes, add tiny fades to avoid clicks. Clicks kill vibe faster than almost anything. Quick mistake check before you call it done. If the build feels boxy, your ride has too much 200 to 600 Hz. High pass more or reduce that area. If the drop feels smaller than your build, you probably didn't do contrast. Kill the space. Center the width. Remove something at the last second. If the groove feels sloppy, you randomize timing instead of moving groups. Go back and nudge in patterns. Every second offbeat late, ghost slightly early, that kind of coherent push-pull.